This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If someone doesn't understand Arabic at all, should they recite the Quran or should they simply read the translation? Remember that the Quran is the book of Allah, it is the speech of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as a Mubarak book. Mubarak meaning it is a source of endless benefit. So its mere recitation even, without understanding, can also bring reward to a person. In a hadith, we learn that a person is rewarded for every letter of the Quran that they recite. For reciting alif, for reciting lam, and for reciting meem. Meaning every single letter of the Quran brings reward to the reciter. The Prophet ﷺ was sent to convey the Quran to people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran that yatlu alayhim ayatihi, that he recites to them his verses. And in the same ayah, Allah says wa yu'allimuhumul الْكِتَابِ, and he also teaches them the book. So we see that the recitation of the Quran is a separate, a distinct virtue on its own. It is distinct from understanding or learning the meaning of the Quran. This doesn't mean that only one is important. No, both are important. The Quran has several rights. And of the rights of the Quran is that it should be recited also. Yes, it should be understood, but it should also be recited. The Prophet ﷺ said that no group of people gather in one of the houses of Allah reciting the book of Allah and studying it amongst themselves, except that sakina, tranquility, and the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelops them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those people in a gathering that is better than theirs. So we see again in this hadith that the recitation of the Quran and the studying of the Quran has been mentioned separately. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that the believer who recites the Quran and also acts upon it is like a citrus fruit that smells beautiful and it also tastes beautiful. But the believer who only recites the Quran and he doesn't understand it, does not really act upon it, then he is like a date fruit, meaning it at least tastes sweet even though it is not fragrant. So we see that there is a benefit in reciting the Quran even if a person does not understand it. And remember that the recitation of the Quran is the first step towards understanding it. You can only comprehend what the Quran says once you know how to read it, once you recognize its words. So do not underestimate the reward and the importance of reciting the Quran. In a hadith, we learn that when a person is laid in his grave, then the punishment approaches him from the side of his head. And the recitation of the Quran intervenes and says that you cannot go past me. So we see that the recitation of the Quran will actually be a means of protection for a person in their grave.
Hey, thank you for watching and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ. And we need your support. And that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.